This is regional news coverage from the KBIA Newsroom. I'm Casey Morrell. Leaders of the Columbia Public School District plan to seek another $50 million bond issue in April, followed by new $40 million bond proposals every 2 years until 2020. The Columbia Daily Tribune reports the $50 million bond issue on the April ballot will require a 4-cent tax increase. The subsequent $40 million bonds in 2016, 2018, and 2020 would require no tax increase. The 2014 bond issue would fund construction of an elementary school and several other additions or improvements. The district anticipates its enrollment will reach nearly 18,500 students by the 2017-2018 school year. Current enrollment is just over 17,000, with several facilities already at or over capacity. Macon's Fower Memorial Airport has reopened to the public. The airport closed in mid-April for the construction of a new runway. Airport manager Joe Evans says he is hoping the runway improvement will be more accommodating to current businesses and help growth in the area.
We're hoping the improvement in the runway is going to spur some economic development for the area, and we're also hoping to get more traffic and get some more fuel sales going.
The new runway is made of concrete and is 900 feet longer than the old one. It will support a new jet fuel fueling system the airport recently added and allow bigger planes, such as small corporate jets, to land. Evans says the airport is planning on improving ramps, adding a parallel taxiway to the runway, and building additional hangars. Ashland Mayor Gene Rohr resigned this afternoon. He's the sixth Ashland city official to leave his position since May. He served 3 months out of the 2-year term he signed up for. Rohr says the decision came down to time.
My reasons are it has come at so much of a personal burden on myself and my family that I just chose to resign.
Rohr said this was something he had thought about for the past year. He became mayor just after the Board of Aldermen decided not to reappoint the city police chief, the city attorney, and the city administrator. This meant he had to hire new people to each of these positions. This also comes at a time when the board is in the process of impeaching Ward 2 Alderman Jeff Anderson. The Missouri Department of Corrections is sending a shipment of propofol back to its distributor, 11 months after the company urgently requested for the anesthetic to be returned. Missouri plans to be the first state to use propofol in an execution on October 23rd. The department says in a news release today that it has remaining inventory, but it doesn't say if enough remains for 2 executions scheduled in coming weeks. The propofol supplied by Morrison Dixon of Shreveport, Louisiana, was made by Fresenius Kabi of Germany. Morrison Dixon wrote to the Corrections Department on November 2nd of last year, saying the sale was a mistake. Fresenius Kabi prohibits distribution of propofol to prisons because the anti-death penalty European Union could limit export of any drug used in an execution. Meanwhile, an attorney for condemned killer Alan Nicholson is asking the Missouri Supreme Court for a stay of execution, citing concerns about Missouri's planned use of propofol. The Missouri Department of Corrections has expressed confidence in using propofol as an execution drug, but attorney Jennifer Herndon raised concerns it could cause Nicholson to suffer. Missouri gas stations will not be selling E15 anytime soon. A joint House-Senate committee voted today to reject a rule change sought by the state agriculture department that would have allowed sales of fuel containing 15% ethanol. Republican Senator Eric Schmidt of St. Louis County chairs the committee and says its vote had nothing to do with its opinion on increasing ethanol use in Missouri.
The very sole and limited question before us was whether or not they could, by rule, change the law. If this is what the state of Missouri wants to pursue, and it could be a very worthy endeavor, the legislature just needs to give their thumbs up to it, not some unelected bureaucrats deciding that this is what we should do.
Schmidt says he expects there'll be proposed legislation next year that would allow E15 to be sold in Missouri. For KBIA News, I'm Casey Morrell.